Smash Test Podcast.
What up, kings and queens out there? It is the kid, Polo Pool, coming to you once again with a brand new episode of the Mastash Podcast. This is Season 3, The Knowledge of Self, to which we'll focus on understanding who we are as a race, culture, community, family, and as an individual. On this episode of the Mastash Podcast, it is entitled Love Yours. Of course, it is a nod to J. Cole's famous song Love Yours that was released on February 27th, 2016 as the fourth single from his third studio album, 2014, Forest Hills Drive. And what is depicted throughout this message of J. Cole's song, as well as the overall theme of today's episode, will be on the premise of the illusions of happiness, or better yet, the American dream. All of us have their own perspective of what happiness is. Being famous, being the richest, being the strongest, the prettiest, fastest, and etc. And how to attain said such happiness, I believe, is synonymous with acquiring a lot of money. Thus, one can conclude that we all, to some extent, chase that money for happiness, and others for survival, and a seldom few to sustain what they need to maintain. However, what if this so-called happiness has been programmed to us? It taught us how to think, feel, respond, and deviate in a way that would benefit the pockets of the people who think you are less than. Living beyond your means, fighting family, friends, loved ones, burning bridges over the happiness you're trying to obtain? Is this the true happiness that you're trying to get or obtain or want? Well, listeners, that is for you to ultimately decide. But I believe true happiness comes from within. Although this is easier said than done, of course, I shall take the time out to utilize three key points that I have identified within this song. We'll delve deep into identifying and manifesting your true happiness. So stay tuned right after this break with the kid and enjoy the Mastash Podcast, Season 3, Episode 1, Love Yours. Wow. What up, and welcome back after the break. This is the Mastash Podcast, and this episode is titled Love Yours. I am your host, Polo Pool, and we have been discussing the illusions of happiness, the American dream. So before the break, I said that there were three key points to focus in life pertaining to finding your true happiness, right? Well, these three key points are the following: lottery winner versus paraplegic concept, unmet expectations, and last but not least, looking beyond the veil. So let's go ahead and get right into the first key point, that lottery winner versus paraplegic concept. This concept comes from a classic 1978 study on 22 lottery winners with 22 control group members who didn't win any money and 29 people who were paralyzed in accidents, right? The researchers were surprised that the lottery winners did not report being significantly happier than non-winners, and that the average among people who had been in accidents was above the scale's midpoint. Overall, winning the lottery didn't increase happiness as much as others thought it would, and a catastrophic accident didn't make people as unhappy as one might expect. This phenomenon, scientists have stated and determined that this is called hedonic adaptation. Hedonic adaptation is the tendency of us mere humans to quickly return to a relatively stable level of happiness despite major recent positive or negative events or life changes. So, in layman's terms, think of hedonic adaptation as your happiness thermostat. Now, if you consider this concept as well as the scientific phenomenon, we have to apply this to the African-American community. Our race lives and endures within constant oppression, cultural appropriation, gentrification, police brutality, poor health care, social economic exploitation, and so much more without any relief. Thus, despite us knowing that this is happening to us, we have unfortunately, to an extent, accepted that these travesties as the norm, as well as American society. This is just one example, however, 100% true. But before I even go down that rabbit hole with that discussion, allow me to get us back on track. despite this phenomenon occurring, one might ask, how can I resolve coming back into the quote unquote mental status quo, which we discover is hedonic adaptation, or increase my thermostat to obtain that happiness we all desire? And it is with these three actions right here: novelty, variety, and surprise. All three of these can prevent or slow down hedonic adaptation. So with relationships, let's just say you got married and you get a happiness boost. Studies show that it takes about 2 years for people's happiness levels to go back to what they were before their wedding. That doesn't mean that you're not happy with your marriage, but we get used to it to some extent. So we want to introduce some variety and novelty and surprise to the marriage in a positive way. Don't watch Netflix every Friday night. Mix it up. Do different things with your partner. The kind of things that can lead to more surprises. Again, in a positive way. Same thing with a job. Open yourself up to new opportunities, challenges, taking risks, learning new things, and meeting new people. Novelty and variety are difficult because they require us to break routines. Routines are easy. We are natures of habit. Pursuing something different is hard. However, boredom is very and extremely powerful. It can drive us to take for granted the things we have in our lives that are valuable. Of course, this should also be balanced with regular gratitude sessions, because let's face it, a parade of exciting events isn't always going to be enough. But now let's get into our next key point of unmet expectations right after this break.
Mash Task Podcast.
What up, world? This is your boy Polo Paul coming back to you once again. Right after the break, we were just discussing about the lottery winner versus paraplegic concept and hedonic adaptation. So, which brings me to my second key point of this episode, which is unmet expectations. As we all know, unmet expectations is kind of self-explanatory, so need to, you know, explain what that is. However, what I will discuss is how to remedy or alleviate those unmet expectations. First, what you need to do is manage those expectations. Make sure that you set realistic goals and expectations, right? Stretch yourself, sure, but set a course that is attainable. Know that you will do your best, but the final outcome will have many variables. Realize and accept that you are not in control of everything. Accept that fact. You cannot control everything or everyone, so stop trying to do so. You are in control of many things. Know what you're in control of. You can control your emotions, your words, your actions, your thoughts. You can control how you respond and rebound to situations. So stop being a victim. Take ownership and get back to work on what you want and can do to make a difference in a situation and in your life. Another thing that you can do with these unmet expectations is to look in the mirror, learn from your mistakes and those unmet expectations. Ask yourself, what can or could I do to change this outcome moving forward? Sometimes we see new methods and opportunities when we take the time to reflect on the past. And when you do, you get to move on to greener pastures. If in the end, a situation or person is a cancer in your life, then the solution may be to remove it. No time for stinking thinking. Surround yourself with positive, uplifting people that are interested in you, your goals, and your success. Not only will you feel better, but you'll do better, and you will have way more fun along the way. And alas, when you are riding along that journey of happiness with managing those unmet expectations, then you're able to see the last key point, seeing beyond the veil of the illusions of happiness. So, what are your true dreams, goals, and desires? Because happiness is not something you experience as an external sensation that you become a witness to. Happiness is an internally generated perception to external experiences. So in layman's terms, you can't buy true happiness, for true happiness comes from within. And once you realize that you're able to create your own happiness internally the positive effects will not only outpour, but attract the same energy as well. However, be sure to protect that happiness, that peace. For there are those who seek not to put in the work themselves, but to rob you of yours. So be cognizant, guys, of the people you allow in your energy. If it doesn't mesh, vibe, or rock with yours, then that's okay. Don't force it. Vibing has never had nothing to do with controlling anything or forcing that said thing, but to only appreciate the space, place, and person within that moment with gratitude, love, and appreciation. So that's it, guys. This is how you seek your true happiness. Please take the time to self-reflect on your past, present, and future, and move within the light of peace, prosperity, and love. So until next time, Stashers, love yours. Wow.
I love you, Daddy. Are you?